For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Federal prosecutors say President Trump's longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, should receive a substantial prison sentence of roughly 4 years for tax fraud and campaign finance crimes. California Democrat Ted Lieu, who serves on the House Judiciary Committee, tells CNN all of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's court presentations seem to have one focus.
When we take a step back, we see not only did Michael Cohen lie, but Paul Manafort lied, George Papadopoulos lied, Michael Flynn lied, and they all lied about the same thing. About Russia-related matters.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team wrote in a heavily redacted Friday court filing that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort violated his plea agreement for making false statements to federal investigators, including about his contact with Trump administration officials, as well as information pertinent to an undisclosed Justice Department investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Donald Trump is expected to name a new chief of staff in the coming days to replace John Kelly. Sources familiar with the situation tell CNN Kelly is expected to resign soon. One possible replacement being bandied about is Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers. On WVLK with Larry Glover, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacts to the nomination of Bill Barr as U.S. Attorney General, saying the former Attorney General during the Bush administration is a really solid choice, and McConnell comments on the President's nomination of Heather Nauert to be U.S. Ambassador to the U.N.
She's now been a spokeswoman for the State Department for the last couple of years. I think she'll do well as well.
A 12-year-old Michigan boy is working odd jobs to raise money for a special Christmas gift, a gravestone for his best friend. The Detroit News reports that Caleb Kalkulak and Kenneth K.J. Gross had been friends since second grade before K.J. died in May of congestive heart failure. K.J. was buried in a family plot in Detroit, but his mom couldn't afford a grave marker, so Caleb has been raking leaves, collecting bottles, and soliciting PayPal donations. He's raised $900 and given the money to KJ's mother. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The sheriff sergeant, who was one of 11 victims in a Southern California bar shooting, died from friendly fire. Ventura County Sheriff Bill Ayoub says Sergeant Ron Helis was struck 5 times by gunman David Long, but it was a bullet fired by the highway patrol officer who went in with Helis that proved fatal.
This was a dynamic, chaotic event that led to a very brief but furious gun battle between the killer and the lawman. We believe that Sergeant Helis was clearly not the intended target of the CHP officer.
The gunman took his own life. A comedian is turning down a chance to host the next Academy Awards show. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart won't be the host of next year's Oscars after getting some criticism about some jokes he'd made years ago about gay people. He announced his decision not to host the Oscars on Twitter on Thursday night, writing, quote, "I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." Hart also apologized to the LGBTQ community. He said he is evolving and wants to be able to continue to do so. The Academy has not yet announced a replacement host.
A California high school teacher pleads not guilty to several charges of child cruelty after she allegedly forced a haircut on one of her students. KFSN-TV reports 52-year-old Margaret Geisinger faces up to 3.5 years in jail if convicted of all 6 counts. A video posted to social media shows her cutting the boy's hair while singing the Star Spangled Banner. Geisinger is due back in court later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.